British Prime Minister Theresa May has decided to postpone Parliament's vote on her deal with the EU for Brexit. This comes as it became increasingly evident that her deal would not muster the necessary political support. A defeat in the House of Commons, the lower chamber of Parliament, would likely have led to a vote of no confidence in her from the opposition, or even a leadership challenge from within her own Conservative Party ranks. So where to now? To discuss the latest market reaction to this development and what the possible options are now for the UK, I'm joined on the line by Lukman Otunga. He's a research analyst at FXTM. Thanks very much for joining us, Lukman. Were you surprised by Theresa May's latest move?
Thank you very much for having me here today. The latest development, especially for Theresa May and the pound, has actually been quite surprising to markets. Hence, we can see the sharp decline of the pound, because many people were believing that tomorrow will actually have the meaningful vote. But the fact that she's actually pulled out shows that the pessimism over her Brexit deal being rejected actually becoming into reality.
So you talk about the British pound having slid as a result of the announcement. What about British economy facing stocks? How did they fare?
So how we're looking at things right now, it's yes, the pound has actually collapsed like a house of cards. Naturally, a weaker pound, it's a welcome development to the FTSE 100. But in this situation, we have a scenario where the prospects of a disorderly Brexit negatively impacting growth in the UK could weigh heavily on big sentiment, ultimately punishing stocks in the UK.
So what are the possible options for the UK now? I mean, do they withdraw the Article 50 withdrawal notice after all the uncertainty and noise and go back to the drawing board? Or do they go back to Brussels to ask for a more palatable deal for parliamentarians who are both Remainers and Exiters? But of course, the EU has been quite categorical in saying that they're not prepared to move on the current deal.
Yeah, this is an open question, and the amount of possibilities has actually compounded to the uncertainty. Theresa May has already suggested that she can go back to Brussels. Being that, if this scenario does play out, we do not know how successful that can be, given the short timeline, the fact that the ultimate deadline for the parliamentary vote is the 21st of January. Some people are saying that there's even a possibility that she receives a letter of no confidence, which will simply compound to the uncertainty. We're looking, if we do see a situation where there's a second referendum, it will be interesting to see how that plays out for the British pound. But going back to what you were saying, there's just so much outcomes that could happen based on this. This is why we're seeing where the pound training where it is today.
But if there's a vote of no confidence and it's successful in her, then it means they have to go to the election. They have to go to national elections, don't they?
So a situation where there's a vote of no confidence, it's actually quite discouraging, because we have a situation there. There could be a change of leadership at a time where Brexit negotiations are hitting a critical standpoint. So yes, if she does receive a vote of no confidence, this could actually move to that level, and this could eventually cause people to actually attack the pound further.
What's the discourse in the UK right now around the idea of just withdrawing that notice and perhaps going back to the drawing board? Because the current situation is quite worrying indeed, because there's so much uncertainty and it looks as though no one's on the same page on this issue.
I mean, that's another open question, because earlier in the week, when there were reports of the United Kingdom being able to actually withdraw, we saw the pound trade higher. That being a possibility, that's quite uncertain. Moving forward, though, rather than there being a situation where the UK government withdraws, we do not even know if that's legal, probably the answer could be if there's a second referendum.
So the people
could have a second vote.
All right, we'll be watching this space and perhaps talk to you again soon. Thank you very much, Lukman, for your insights. That was Lukman Otunga. He's research analyst at FXTM.